bold, fearless confidence we stand. God wants us to stand with a bold fierceness, right? With a bold, fierce confidence in Him. And so in Christ we stand. He is our hope of glory. Amen. You know, the Bible says that the wicked flee, yet no one is chasing, no one is pursuing, right? But it says, but the righteous are as bold as a... So we are as bold as... We are as bold as lions. Amen. And even as we just prayed here, God has not given us a spirit of fear. Anytime you sense that spirit of fear, you know that you know that you know, get it out of there, cast it out of there. It does not come from God. The enemy wants to shut you up, and he wants to rob you of that confidence. He wants to rob you of the boldness that comes from God, and the boldness that causes you to remain steadfast in Him. It's not of yourselves, it's all of Him. Amen. So we're not talking about confidence and boldness in ourselves, confidence in self, but confidence in the one and only. Say His name out loud. Say it again. And we love that name, don't we? Oh, how we love that name. We just sing that name. Nobody say sing, because you know me. I'm like, oh, here we go again. No. But we love that name. We love the name of Jesus. It's the most beautiful name. It's the most powerful name. And it is an honor for us to be able to shout that name, sing that name, whisper that name, pray that name, speak unto Him. It's an honor. I hope that we all know what an honor it is to really walk with Jesus, because it is an honor. Right, Phil? Isn't it an honor? Like when we got saved, we knew nothing. Clueless. Completely. And I think that's how most people are before they get saved. But when you say yes and you step into the fullness of what God has for you, and it's slowly, it's layer upon layer, you know, you start to learn. But oh my goodness, you look back and you go, look at what the Lord has done. We knew nothing. And now it's like, we knew nothing of what? Of the love of God that fills us and transforms us and literally takes us out of that place, that pit, the mire, the hard places, and changes and transforms us and puts us into the spacious place where all we can see is Jesus, where all we hear is Jesus. We hear of His love. We know of His love. And we walk in that love. And that's why we today say with bold, fearless confidence, we stand. We're going to stand. Kevin, you're standing no matter what. You're standing in that God-given boldness without fear. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Amen? So therefore, we may boldly say, this is in Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. We may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? What can man do to you? So much fear of man, but the reality is, what can man do to you? Really nothing, because God is greater. God is bigger. The Lord is my helper. Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? And talking about having confidence in Christ, in Hebrews 10:35 says that we will not cast away our confidence. We will not. Yeah, we will not cast away our confidence. It has a great reward. Do you know that your confidence has a great reward? Jesus is our reward. I want you to tell it to this side of the room just in case they didn't hear me. Yeah, Jesus is our great reward. He's our great, He's not even just our reward. He's our great reward. So let's say the whole verse, that we will not cast away our confidence, which has a great reward. Come on, Alan. Come on, Alan. Which has a great reward. Woo! Woo! I love it. He beat me to it. That's awesome. Which has a great reward. That's great. Thank you, Lord. We will not cast away our confidence. The devil wants you to cast away your confidence. The devil wants you to get into that place of fear and a place of self. And you know, and every single one of us have to war against it. We have to stand against it. It's not like, well, there's just this elite group that never has to. I don't believe that. I believe that we all have to war against it, stand against it. Maybe some, you know, less than others. But I do believe that this is something that we all need to be mindful of. Amen? Okay. So when the enemy opposes us, and we know he does, we will not cast away our confidence. Amen? Amen. When the enemy opposes us. So we are not of those who shrink back. Amen. Say with me. I am not of those who shrink back. I'm not shrinking back. No matter how hard gets, I'm not shrinking back. We are not of those who waver like the wind. No, we're not going to be tossed to and fro. Correct? We're not those who walk in the fear of man, which the Bible says is a snare. The fear of man is a snare. Correct? We are not of those who put confidence in the flesh. We don't put confidence in the flesh. The Bible actually says that there's a curse to that. Do you guys know that? It's a curse to that. Yeah, when you put confidence in the flesh and you walk in the confidence of the flesh, right? No, instead we live for Christ. We live for Christ. We live in this word. I possess the love of God. I am fearlessly confident in Christ. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 John chapter 4. 1 John 4 and 17. Verses 17 through 19. We're talking about today just the bold, fearless confidence. And it's because of the love of God. The love of God in us has resulted in us being fearless. Say fearless. Because of the love of God. And that fearlessness is the confidence that we have now in Him. In Him and for Him and through Him. And so in verse 17, 1 John 4, 17, are we all there? Okay. It says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as He is, so are we in this world. As Jesus is, so are you in this world. That's the desire of the Father. That's the heart of God. That is the heart of God, that as He is, so are we now, today, in this world. Right? Not just one day, but now. Right? Amen? There is no fear in love. That's why the more that you get filled with the love of God, the less fear has a grip on you. Amen? Right, Dora? The less that fear has a grip on you, the more you get filled with the love of God. Father, everything that we just received, everything that you just did, Lord God, I'm asking that you pour it on her right now, because I believe you just got here. I know you work. But Lord, I thank you, Lord God, even after work, she just showed up. Lord God, everything that came about, Lord, every move, how you moved, oh God, pour upon her. Pour it upon her, God. Pour it upon her, oh God. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. Who has perfect love but God? Who has perfect love but God? But God says, I'm putting it in you. And He says, as He is, so are we. So that ability to walk in that perfect love as we walk in Christ is present. Not if we walk outside of Christ. But as we walk literally yielded to the Spirit of God, we can walk in that perfect love. Because it's not the love that's coming straight from this human vessel. It's coming from the Spirit of God. God would never ask us to do something that it is impossible for us to do. But it's going to take a tenacious, just steadfast commitment to walk with Him, correct? To walk like this. There is no fear in love. Why is that so important? Because there's so much that God wants us to do, but we have to operate in the love of God, or we are the ones that are, like, we're short-circuited. It's like we get shortchanged, right? Because that's what fear does. It robs us. Fear robs us. It will rob you of being who you were called to be. It will rob you of speaking the things you're supposed to speak. It will rob you of even knowing the things you're supposed to know so you can act. We're going to act right. We're going to act in Christ. So there is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. If perfect love casts out fear, how about us? Are we to cast out that fear when we sense it? When we the moment that you cast it out, cast out that fear. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. That's what the punitive punisher, accuser of the brethren wants to do, is torment us. He wants to torment you about your past. He wants to torment you about your present. He wants to torment you regarding the things that you can't seem to pray away.
I could not wait to share this news with you all. The Lord is doing incredible things at this ministry, and it is because of partnership with each and every one of you. You know, just a few quick testimonies, but we've got testimonies of people getting saved, rededicating their lives to the Lord, people coming off of addiction, all types of addiction, people getting healed physically. I am telling you, the power of God is present in this ministry. And I just wanted to say, you know what? You are a part of what God is doing. This is a kingdom-minded ministry. So every seed that you sow, I want you to know with every fiber of your being that you are planting in good soil. So thank you for your partnership as we continue to reach the souls for Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's get back into the word.
There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. Torment. I mean, how many of you guys remember just the torment? Maybe we just remember because it was a second ago. Maybe you remember because it was years ago, but you still remember the tormentor, right? And how he works. And he's relentless. Oh, my goodness. But I'll tell you what, the more that we get filled with the love of God, the less he has access, because Jesus has already paid in full what we need to walk in the beautiful, perfect love of God, and it's perfect. So it says in the end of that verse, but he who fears has not been made perfect in love. That's why we cast out fear. We love him because he first loved us. So, Lord, we love you, and we thank you, Lord God. So as I read through this portion here, we know that the love of God never brings forth fear. The love of God never brings forth fear, right? So when we possess the love of God, that causes us. It results in a fearless confidence in him, towards him, but not just towards God, even towards people. Fearless confidence. How many of you would say, well, I could use a little bit more of that? That fearless confidence in Christ, right? Yeah, I think we all can, right? That fearless confidence in Christ, because we possess the very nature of God. So within us, what has the Spirit of God done but put the nature of God on the inside of us, so that we can be the love of God exemplified in a fearless way? When we focus on him. When we focus on his ability moving through us and not our own. When we focus upon him moving through us, singing, speaking, moving, acting, whatever it might be. But it's him. It's all him, correct? Do you know that every word of God contains power? Every word. I love that scripture, that every word of God contains power. It's powerful. God's, you know, we say, well, God's word is powerful. And that is true. But every word of God contains power. Every word of God. Do you know that the Bible, that the Word of God is not chained? It's not chained. It literally is not chained. The Word of God is not, say it with me, not chained. Turn your Bibles to 2 Timothy 2. Because this is, you know, sometimes you read through your Word and there's certain scriptures, they're just kind of in the midst of some portions of Scripture that could easily be overlooked and not really grasped. Well, to me, this was one of those words. And so in this portion of Scripture, in 2 Timothy 2 and 9, I'm going to start, though, in verse 8. Are we all there? 2 Timothy 2, 8. Okay. It says, remember that Jesus Christ, of the seed of David, was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Here we go, verse 9. For which I suffer trouble as an evildoer, even to the point of chains. But, the word of God is not chained. The word of God is not chained. Say it with me. The word of God is not chained. That means the word of God is not bound. That right? It's not bound. If the word of God is not bound, who lives in you? Which is the word of God? Are you bound? Not according to the word. The word of God is not bound, and neither are you. The word of God is not chained, and neither are you. Hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Every word of God contains power, and it is not chained. God's truth cannot be contained. It cannot be suppressed. And it cannot be outdone. That's why when we get a revelation of the Word of God and we walk in it, the victory remains right there, lies right there. David ran towards Goliath. He didn't shrink back, did he? He did not shrink back. We will not cower in the face of opposition. No, we rise up in what kind of confidence? Fearless, bold confidence. Because of Christ in us, the hope of glory. Because of the beautiful Savior that has breathed life in us. Amen. Let's turn our word to Joshua chapter 1. Go all the way over to the beginning of the Bible, pretty much. Joshua chapter 1. We're going to start in chapter 1, verse 2. Thank you, Father. We love your word. Thank you, Lord, for your beautiful word, your powerful word that does not return unto us void. Thank you, Father, that you're setting captives free, even right now. Speak freedom and peace over each and every one of you, specifically you right there in the blue sweatshirt. I speak the peace of God over you right now. Yeah, no, you're turning around. You, yes, hello. I speak the peace of God over you right now. And Father, I thank you, Lord God, for the revelation right now to come forth. I thank you, Lord God, that you touch him, Lord God, in every area where there is a need, Lord God, to know you deeper, God. To draw him, Lord, in intimacy right now, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that nothing will have his heart like you. Lord, I thank you for transforming this man, even in our presence right now, God. I'm asking that you do such a beautiful, deep work. When he walks out of this place, he will know, wow, something took place. There was a shift in his spirit even now. Shifting right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Fill him with the love of God. Oh, thank you, Abba. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. All right, for verse 2. Joshua 1, verse 2. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise and go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them. Stop right there because God's calling us to rise up. He's calling us to rise up, and it will look different in each person's life because our lives are different, right? What we go through, our situations are different. But God is saying we are to arise, rise up. He says, arise. In verse 3, it says, every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given unto you. He's giving us the places that you walk in. You know, there are places that are assigned to you. There are places that have been assigned to you, but there are places that we don't currently possess, but God says, I'm giving them to you. They're yours. They were always yours, but we need to recognize so that we can walk in them and take them, possess them, correct? Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses, he is saying. The Bible tells us that we're treading upon the lion and the cobra, right? The Bible is very, very clear. We're going to tread. If we're going to overtake and we're going to take places by every step that I take, we're stomping on snakes and scorpions. We're treading upon lions and scorpions. In Psalm 91, it tells us that we're treading upon snakes and scorpions, and that every place that the sole of our foot, the soles of our feet, Joshua 1, every place that the soles of our feet is going to tread upon. Are you treading upon some areas? Because it's yours for the taking. They're yours, right? In other words, lost children that need to return to Jesus, are they coming back? Yes, they're coming back. Deception that has fallen to the minds and the hearts of those that we love, are they returning to Jesus with a pure love? 100%. Yes and amen. Amen? Marriages being restored, bodies being healed, minds being set free. Yes and amen. 100%. We lack for nothing because that's what the Bible says. We don't lack. When we live in Christ, we don't lack. Amen. It is his riches that he promises us. We are rich in him. I have everything that I need. You have everything that you need for life and for godliness. We have everything that we need. Verse 4 says, From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all of the land of the Hittites and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun shall be your territory. Now, I'm aware that this was spoken to Moses, but then to Joshua, right? But what is God speaking to you? He says, I am a God that does not change. I don't change. He says, I don't change. I understand there's specific promises for people, but what has God promised you? Because I do know this one thing. The greater one that lives on the inside of you, the treasures that he wants to deposit and show you and reveal to you are great. He says it's beyond your wildest imagination. Greater, greater, greater. Above and beyond. More than you can think. More than you can hope. More than you can imagine. Through the power of the Holy Spirit. But this is what he wants to give unto us, correct? So what has he promised you? What is your territory? What is your territory? Where is your territory? Whom is your territory? These are questions that we need to ask ourselves in prayer. Verse 5, it says, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your lives. Come on, church! That means no matter what the opposition might be, no matter what demonic witchcraft, do you not think that we end up becoming the recipients of some witchcraft? Of course, all the time. But we know it says in his word that greater is the one that is in us than the one that is in the world. So do we have the power of the Holy Ghost to overcome? Absolutely. 100%. And we're not going to let the devil have his way. Not when God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us, right? No man, look at verse 5 again. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. I claim it for myself. Are you claiming it for yourselves? No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. In other words, when there's a threat, and there's always threats, that the enemy puts up against you, can't stand. Can't stand. Why? Because you're going to trample upon snakes and scorpions. You're going to overtake it. You're going to override. You're going to rise above it. That's who we are in Christ. And that's what we're walking in. He says, as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. Well, so he is with us. As I was with Moses, I will be with you. But he says, I never leave you, I never forsake you. So is he with us? Yes. Didn't he say in Deuteronomy 28, blessed are you when you rise. Blessed are you when you go in, when you go out. Blessed are you. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Didn't he not say this is the promise of God for those that walk in the calling of God, those that walk in the obedience of God, those that don't walk in compromise, those that pursue God with all their hearts and all their passion. The blessing of God are promised to overwhelm and overtake us. Do I have a church that understands the promises of God, or are we just all learning this for the first time? Oh, good. Whew. Just making sure we're on the same page here. So as I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong. We all need to be reminded of that sometimes. Be of good courage. We all need to be reminded of that sometimes. Because although we know that our God is great, our God is big, our God is with us, he is for us, we also know the tactics of the enemy, the wiles of the enemy, and how tricky he can be. Correct? Everyone needs encouragement. Isn't that true? Turn to your neighbor and speak this. Be strong and of good courage. Be strong and of good courage. The rest of that says, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give to them. God has an inheritance for us as well. God has an inheritance. He has an inheritance for you. And first and foremost, that inheritance is souls. Lives of people that need to understand the truth and be set free. From the oppressing spirits of the enemy. They need to be set free. Will you allow the Spirit of God to fill you with his love so that you have something to give to somebody else? Because our inheritance, although yes, he does give us practical inheritance as well, just, you know, material things, but how about souls? How important, how far greater are the souls that he has given unto us to help them walk in the truth, to pray them in, to believe for them when they can't believe for themselves. Will you be that person to pray, to believe for someone else, even when they can't pray for themselves nor believe for themselves? But your prayer, your belief in the God who wants to save and rescue them will be enough to pull them across that line. That kind of tenacity, that kind of tenacity. Verse 7, only be strong and very courageous that you may observe to do all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded to you. And the end of this verse says, do not turn away. Don't turn away from it. Don't turn away from it. Don't turn to the right. Don't turn to the left. And when you don't turn to the right or to the left, when you stay focused, when you stay on that track with Christ, it says that you may prosper wherever you go, that you may prosper. God wants us to prosper in wherever he has called us to go. When we don't turn to the right or to the left and we just listen to Holy Spirit, just listen and then obey. He says, I want you to prosper in everything and everywhere you go. We do serve a God that is good. We serve a God that wants us to prosper. He wants us to prosper not just physically, but emotionally, spiritually, that our souls would prosper, that we would prosper in every way, that our souls would be healed. Verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Right there is our part. Don't let the book of the law depart from your mouth. Let the word of God be found richly within you. Let the word of God, which the Bible says is near you. The Bible says that the word is near you. It's in your mouth. It's in your heart. But let that word come forth out of your mouth, out of your tongue. When you let the word of God come out of your mouth, your feet will take you where that word directed you. When you let the word of God come out of your mouths, your feet will take you where that word directed you. Jesus is the light of the world, the light, greatest light, correct? He's a lamp unto our feet, he's a light unto our path, correct? The word is, right? So if we put the word of God within us, which we know his word says his word is in us, it's in our mouths and our hearts, but is it coming out of us? Is the word being spoken? As the word is spoken out, I'm challenging each and every one of you, as the word is spoken in your daily lives, let the word come forth out of your mouth. Why is it we say so many things and it's not all of God? A lot of times the partnership that comes out of our mouths contradicts what God wants to give us because it doesn't fall in the area of faith and agreement with truth, but maybe agreement with a reality that isn't purely God. Correct? So when we speak his truth, we receive his truth. We receive the benefits of his truth. Speaking forth that word, I'm going to go back to it. It says, verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth. Sounds like a commandment to me. Yes. But you shall meditate in it day and night. When we meditate on it, it gets into our spirit, man. Then it's not just an exercise that we just need to try, although that's fine to start somewhere. Start somewhere. But when we meditate on it, what happens? That it starts to sink into the very fabric of who you are, and it naturally comes forth because it's what you think about. What you think about is what comes out. My husband and I were just talking because we had all four of our grandbabies spend the night last night. Didn't we have a great time? We watched Mary Poppins. They were singing. We watched that movie again. They love this movie right now. It's really cute. But they did not go to bed till very late. But then this morning, you know, they were up and ready to go. And so I got my guitar out and I got some of the songs and we were singing. They just loved it. They continued to sing. When their dad came to pick them up, they continued to sing. They were singing. What was the song they were singing about? Jesus. I call you healer. That one. Is that what it's called? Oh, he sang that verse. Yeah. So we were just singing over and over. And you know, when they left, they kept on singing. Why? Because what you meditate on becomes what comes out. And even these little kiddos, of which we love very, very much, and they're just so much joy. Our house is filled with joy and work, but it's joy. And then we got Jax that says, Jax is our six-year-old. He says, no, Papa, I want to come to church with you guys tonight. You know, so cute. And so I said, yes, you're going to come to ask daddy, ask mommy, ask daddy. Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. So his dad said, yep, you know what? We're going to go to Nona Papa's church very soon. We're going to come very soon. So that's good. So they'll be coming in soon. Praise God. Out of the mouths of babes. No, they have their church they go to, but you know, we love when they come. We love when they come and they visit us. So that's always beautiful. Praise God. But it was beautiful because they were meditating on worship, words that were biblical. That's what comes forth out of their mouths.
No, this really blessed me. I'm grateful I'm a parent. Many of you know we have four children.
Yes.
We've been doubly blessed. We have four grandchildren. I hope to God there's more coming. I hope there's more fuel in the tank. I get a little glimpse, like a little taste. When I see those kids, I'm like, man, my father loves me like this. My Jesus loves me like this. They might do crazy things, say crazy things, you know, but you love them. And what does the Bible say? Love covers a multitude of sins. Aren't you grateful for that? Like, we could camp on that verse for a long time. But little 40, he's two, and he's full of life. God bless him. I love all my grandkids. But something about that boy. He said, Papa, can you give me a bagel? I said, yes. I give him half a bagel. He said, can I have cream cheese? I said, sure. I'll put the cream cheese on. I said, I'll keep you company. So I sat across from him. We were eating, and life was grand. And then he said, that's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. Forty? What did you just say, 40? That's why I trust him. That's why I trust him. I'm like, no, he's singing worship. He's two. He says, I trust in God. And what the Lord told me was, out of the mouth of babes, I've ordained perfect praise. He said, Phil, you don't have to be all that smart. You don't even have to know a lot. All you have to know is God is love. He went to the cross to demonstrate it. He forgave your sins 100%. And just what Apostle said last a few minutes ago, paid in full. There's no debt. There's no record. And that blessed me. I'm like, I don't know what else to say, but God, you're good. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. When he was eating his bread, the bread of life, the bread of life, woo, the natural bread and the spiritual bread. Oh, so bread on bread. Oh, my goodness. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for our children, grandchildren. Thank you for our church family, God. Yeah, thank you for each one, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that just we get to be a family together, Lord. Lord, I thank you because we do. We get to rejoice together. We cry together. We rejoice together. That's what your word says. And we thank you for the people you have given us, God. We are beyond blessed. Okay, so you will meditate day and night. Yes, then you will be able to do according that is all that is written in it. And then you will make your way prosperous. Notice it's your job. You will make your way prosperous just when you come in agreement with the Word of God. Amen? And it says, and then you will have good success. You have good success. That word which carries life, because it's alive, the word that is power, full of power. Every word of God is power, right? That word, it's like you speak it. It causes you to be prosperous and to have good success. And then he reiterates, and we're going to end right here. He reiterates in verse 9, what we've been saying this whole time, and what the theme of tonight is, which is about having that bold, fearless confidence in Christ, right? Verse 9 says this. It says, have I not commanded you? Yes, you have, Lord. Thank you. It says, be strong and of good courage. I love it because this is our Heavenly Father encouraging us. This is our Heavenly Father that loves us, that knows us, knows everything about us. He created us, fashioned and formed us. He knows our strengths. He knows our weaknesses. He says, have I not commanded you? He says, there are no excuses. Have I not commanded you? He says, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. The Lord our God is with us wherever we go. Say it out loud. The Lord my God is with me wherever I go. Therefore, I will be strong and of good courage. I will be strong and of good courage. Yeah, we're going to be strong and of good courage. We're going to have bold, fearless confidence in Christ, which is our hope of glory. Amen. Somebody shout amen. That's my portion. That's my lot. Yes and amen. I thank you for it, Lord. We receive tonight. Father, I thank you for the word that was preached. I thank you for the people that you have brought tonight. I thank you, Lord God, that signs and wonders, Lord God, follow us because, Lord God, we sing your word. We live your word. We breathe your word. We preach your word. All of it, Lord God. And your signs and wonders continue to follow, Lord God. And we thank you. We praise you, Lord God, for everyone that was healed here today, online as well. We thank you, Father God, for each and every one that you drew, Lord God, and touched them in their heart. We thank you, Lord God, for the salvation, the one that received salvation. We thank you for that, God. We thank you for new life in Christ. We thank you, Lord God, that every day is an opportunity for us to just decree your goodness, oh God, and to remind ourselves and say, self, whom are you going to glorify more than Jesus? No one but Christ Almighty. He is the one that I will adore. He is the one that I shout my praises unto. He is the one that I whisper my praises unto. Lord, I thank you for what you do. I thank you that you give us that bold, just that courageous fearlessness. Oh God, that confidence in Christ. We will not be shaken. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.